T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back here on Sports Talk, LSU Baseball, 5:30 pregame, 6 o'clock, first pitch, game 2 tonight against Vanderbilt in Nashville. We welcome in now the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. And Bobby, look, we'll start with LSU Baseball. 13-2, they hit 5 home runs in the win last night over Vandy.
Right. Yeah, now this is interesting, Christian. Peter Burns of the SEC Network, you know, he's a host on there. And he said, really, when you break it down where we're at right now going forward, that pitching is what carries the team through the postseason even more than offense. But if you do have the hitting, and I would take one or the other to even have a chance. But the one thing, like, he even broke down and talk about all the home runs that LSU hit against Vanderbilt. And he went on to say it doesn't do any good to host without frontline pitching. But almost everybody outside of Tennessee this year has been able to find 2 solid starters. So I think that's where the SEC is at right now. And that's why I think it's wide open, because when you look, like you said, who has 2 solid starters that you can count game in and game out? And you say besides Tennessee, that's really not the case. Friends, that you look at Vanderbilt, they find a stronger rotation as of late. Devin Fertrell, he was a midweek starter, and they put him, you know, on the weekend. And so you don't know, Christian. It's kind of like game to game, and then you have a crucial area that could set you back. But the one thing I was a little worried about is how aggressive Vanderbilt on the base pass, and they had stolen 41 attempts, 41 bases this season. All in all, that's pretty aggressive, and that's
keep them off the bases.
That's kind of unheard of. What's that?
If they keep them off the bases like they did last night, it's not a threat.
Right. Yeah.
Because look, Bobby, once LSU got up by that big lead, even when they got runners on, they knew they needed base runners because they need runs, so they weren't as aggressive.
Yeah, and that's it. So I think you get off to a great start, Bill, on that momentum. And, boy, that has to be a big feather in their cap, you know, a cap to get off, come up with a big win and win 2 in a row. And then, you know, obviously you have a chance to sweep if you're able to do that.
All right, shifting gears over to the NBA. Series tied 1-1 between the Heat and the Celtics, along with the Mavericks and Warriors, and Golden State leads that series 1-0. Who do you like to finish out of each of these final 4 remaining teams?
Well, the only thing is that it's not over till it's over. But what I've observed is that look at Dallas. Who knows? The next game, they could blow out Golden State or at home. I think this postseason I've seen more like one team wins by 20 points, and the very next game the other team wins by 20 points. You know, it's not necessarily – you know, going down to the wire. And so, for instance, a look at the Celtics, how they bounce back against the Miami Heat and Jimmy Butler. You know, they're now 4-0 after losses in the playoffs, winning those bounce back games by an average of basically 15 points and getting 3 of those victories on the road. So I don't know, because it's like it's hard to figure out. The one thing I know, and I think I mentioned this in the middle of the week, is that if you look and you play defense, everyone knows about the 3-point shot, but both Dallas, you look at the Mavericks and the Celtics, Dallas was second to Boston in the fewest points allowed per game in the regular season, And if that's about as good as it gets for Dallas in team history, you know, only giving up when you think about it, which is kind of unheard of because all the points scored, the Celtics, you know, it's basically the same. They've given up 104.5 points a game and the Mavs 104.7. So that's why I don't think you can count the Celtics or the Mavs out, simply because how they play defense. Now, Luka, his supporting cast, I think he's always going to bounce back when you think like, oh, well, he had a poor game. He cannot afford to have that. Well, he showed that against the Suns that you never know. It was kind of like feast or famine, and who knows, it might end up being like that against the Warriors. But I truly think it's wide open right now. I think any four of the teams, whether it's the Celtics, the Heat, the Warriors, or the Mavs, can win it all.
Bobby, how much did you see of the Nick Saban, Jimbo Fisher exchange? And basically, well, when Nick called out Jimbo Fisher saying that he bought this recruiting class, and really, Nick was just, I think he's paranoid.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Nobody has clean hands. Everybody knows each other's business. Then all of a sudden you get ticked off and you start ranting on one another. I mean, that's what I think it's all about. That, hey, you know, if you get offended by words and I always say, like, you really shocked or offended by Jimbo Fisher calling Nick Saban a narcissist? I can tell you right now, most starting quarterbacks and high-profile coaches or athletes, they're all narcissists. You have to have some, not to be controlled, you have to have some narcissism in you or you cannot lead men. Come on, Napoleon Bonaparte? I mean, Nick Saban's not called little Napoleon for nothing. Just look throughout history. So, I mean, like, I don't know if Jimbo was trying to offend Nick by saying that, even calling him a czar. I mean, I don't know. If you're the czar, that means you're the king. Who's more the king in college football than Nick Saban? So I think it's much about nothing now with all this name, image, and likeness and the transfer portal that it's kind of free fall. And sometimes Nick Saban's a little insecure about that because maybe and look at A&M playing the game, having the top recruiting class. So, to be truly offended and, do they take it personal? Because you know what it's almost like? You were in love at one time, you know, Jimbo and Nick and all, and they together, you love at one time, and then you break off, and it's kind of like, it's a divorce that no one wants to be a part of. It's kind of like Johnny Depp. Look at reality TV now, Johnny Depp and his ex-wife. Who's the better actor, having their cause about what's going down?
I can't watch it, Bobby. I can't watch that. It's so grotesque. I know, but it's so grotesque. I'm just like, oh, gosh. I just don't even want to hear about it because it's disgusting.
Well, yeah, but they wouldn't put on TV if people weren't watching, though, Chris.
Oh, I know.
But that's why, to me, it's much about nothing. I think it makes it more interesting if you don't have a dog in the hunt. Are you intrigued now to watch A&M play Alabama for the years to come and how they interact with one another?
I mean, yeah, you know, A&M's a 16-point dog in that game as it stands right now.
Right, and you know, whether it be Saban or Jimbo Fisher, I think either one would not be calling the dogs off in this matchup if they had the upper hand.
Preakness, Bobby, this weekend, you put any coin on any of the horses?
No, I'm actually, because like I said, I'm out visiting my granddaughters, my second daughter, Cammy. I'm in California. We're at Disneyland, so if you heard the riverboat with the horn going by, so it's 2:20 in the afternoon, but I kind of welcome the weather. I come out here, it's 62 degrees right now. And, you know, in mid-May right now in Louisiana, it feels like mid-July. But, you do have a big race coming up in Baltimore, the Preakness, the 147th. Preakness Stakes, and if I'm not going with, because there's association with the fairgrounds and you all and Steve Asmussen, Epicenter being the favorite, I kind of, look at someone that you're familiar with and he's had success, Dwayne Lucas, the trainer. I mean, 86 years of age, and his horse, the Philly Secret O, you know, and the Hall of Fame trainer, trying to go for a record tying 7 victory and the second jewel of the Triple Crown. So I think that could be interesting. So I'm kind of looking at, and if it would come about with Secret Oath, could become the 7th filly to win the Preakness, but it's going to have to beat, obviously, the Derby runner-up, who's the favorite epicenter. But it's happened before. That would put her, that being Secret Oath, in the company of the likes of the 2009 champion, Rachel Alexandra, and Swiss Skydiver, who beat Authentic in the race in 2020. And so that's going to be interesting, that if a filly has a chance to come out on top. But I'm kind of going with, you know, I guess Familiar Names and Dwayne Lucas and Steve Asherson, since, you know, you don't have no Bob Baffert, but they always have a horse coming up, some association with Bob Baffert, you know, and him being the 2-time Triple Crown winning trainer, not in the mix, but, you know, he still has a horse that is part of his group, even though you can't count them in that number. It's I'm trying to think, Arrogant. Yeah, that has ours. It's Armanac. Armanac, that's it. A-R-M-A-G-N-A-C. That's the horse. That's Tim Yankton, you know, the trainer that's associated with Bob Baffert. So I'm kind of interested to see what their horses do, because the humans associated with them, you know, horse fans familiar with. So see they can come out on top.
Bobby at Disney, huh?
Yeah, I'm at Disney. I just got off Space Mountain. And, you know, and then I kind of went old school, Christian. You know, when, you know, you remember rides when you were growing up. Because think about, if I can recall the top of my head, because you'd always watch every Sunday night, you know, The Wonderful World of Disney. You know, they'd have a movie on, and they'd show the fairy by the castle, and then – and then all of a sudden, I can't even think of the ride now, the roller coaster that's in the Alps. That's baseball. I'm going to think of it anyway. So just doing a different ride. And the Pirates of the Caribbean is not open, so I think they're fixing that up. And I think we're in the New Orleans area. Mine's right now. We're just eating lunch, you know, the French Quarter. But, yeah, so we're having a good time with the grandkids. And just hanging out, and but I can't believe this. I just rode the ride. I know I got hit in the head too many times. It's not a Disney World. It's at Disneyland, and it has the Yeti. It has the Yeti. You know, the Abominable Snowman, and it's a famous.
I can't help you, Bobby. I haven't been to Disneyland. I've never been to Disneyland.
Yeah, I'm gonna ask this. Excuse me. What is the roller coaster ride in the Alps? What is it called?
Matterhorn.
The Matterhorn. I cannot believe.
Matterhorn.
I'm like doing a radio show with a local tourist. The Matterhorn. Yeah, that's old school. That's like from the 1950s. And when you think about that, you know, being invented, that was, you know, basically 25 years before Disney World. So, yeah, having a good time with the granddaughters. And, boy, the weather's cooperating. Like I said, Christian, don't be envious. But it's like 62 degrees right now. It's awesome. No humidity.
Hey, look, I'd take some of that. That's for sure. Bobby, go enjoy your time.
Okay, thank you, man. Talk to you later.
All right.
Okay, goodbye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!